Hello and welcome to URN Sport's brand new podcast, Away Days. Now we will be taking you from David Ross to Wembley and back again. We will be talking about how students can get to games, is it affordable, what the atmosphere is like, and what's the standard of play. Now our first episode will be with Toby and April as they take you to Nottingham Rugby.
Hello, it is April and I'm here with Toby Reynolds at the Nottingham rugby match against Hartbury, and we're just going to take you through the match day experience for URN away days.
Yeah, no, it should be a good day. Bit of a bottom of the table clash here, so it should be a good game. And we'll keep you guys updated what's happening, and hopefully we'll let you guys know how much you've enjoyed it, and you might want to come along soon, and we'll let you guys know prices on things, how the day goes, what the crowd's like. We're going to speak to a few people as well, and they can give you what their feedback is on the club and what the experience is here.
Yeah, full match day experience.
So Percy, what are your guys' names?
Andrea.
And I'm Nick.
Percy, you guys. How come you guys support Nottingham?
We both live in Nottingham, and our son plays for the junior team here.
Okay.
Have you been a lot, or...?
This is our first time at a live Nottingham game.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen it on TV, or...?
Well, we obviously watch rugby on the BT Sports, etc. It's the first time we've been down to watch Nottingham.
Yeah. And how have you guys found, as an atmosphere, is it quite welcoming?
Or? Funny enough, we were just talking about it, how warm and sort of lively the atmosphere is.
Yeah, kind of more people than we expected, actually.
Exactly, yeah.
So, really
I mean,
nice.
We've still got 10, 20 minutes of kick-off, so it should be up and then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It'll be great during the game, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Do you know anything about Nottingham or the other team? Like, do you think they're going to win today?
Don't know anything about Hartbury. I know Nottingham struggled last season, but this season so far they've started mediocre so far. But yeah, from what I've seen in the warm-up, they look really, really promising.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you guys
Thank you so much.
Amazing. So first of all, what are your guys' names?
Caroline and Tony.
Nice to meet you guys. Do you guys support Nottingham?
Yeah.
How long have you supported them for?
Well, I suppose they're like our most local club.
Okay.
So we keep a watching eye on what they're doing, don't we?
Mainly when the Pirates come up.
Yeah, we do when they play the Pirates.
Ah, sure. And how did you find it through lockdown? Did you miss coming down here and watching it, or
just missed all?
Yeah, missed everything.
Yeah. Would you say the atmosphere here has been as good as like the previous matches you've been to?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's nice to be back.
And what do you think as fans? Are they quite welcoming to new fans, or?
Yeah, everybody's always friendly it's a nice atmosphere.
Okay, that's good.
Do you feel like you see lots of young fans around or students?
Yes, especially tonight seems to be. Yeah, you can tell students about.
Amazing, perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So first of all, what are your guys' names?
I'm Paul.
George.
Paul and George, nice to meet you guys. So how come you guys have come down tonight? Just local or...?
Yeah, we're local, and George plays rugby.
Oh, perfect.
One of his coaches is the fullback.
Oh, okay, great, yeah. So you got some insight into the team, I guess, then. Do you guys think this new club's been welcoming? Because you guys are first time here. Do you think it's been welcoming so far?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Have you guys sort of met anyone else here? Or
no, we've just literally walked.
Oh, okay, sure thing, yeah.
Are you excited? Do you think Nottingham's going to win?
I think so. What do you think?
Yeah,
I think so. They won the first game, we know that, and they lost the second one.
Okay, yeah.
So we'd like to see them win, yeah.
Yes,
we like
that
idea. Yeah, no. We want to learn about it. We want to see them close up, that's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. So lots of tries down this end here, from Notts only, hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. Absolutely.
What do you guys think of the atmosphere's been like so far? Has been good?
Yeah, it seems good, it seems lively. What do you think?
Yeah.
We've got a few people here, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are in there, in the bar.
Yes, yeah, lots in the bar at the moment.
Well, thank you very much.
Enjoy the game.
That's everything, yeah. Okay. So it is 25 minutes into the game and Nottingham have 12 and Hartbury have 0. So it's been a good start for Nottingham. Two great tries so far. How has it been for you, Toby?
Yeah, both tries were really good. The first one was 10 different offloads from side to side for Notts. Then over in the corner with a great conversion. It was one of the best tries I reckon I've seen. And the other try, completely the opposite, just mauled it out from 5-10 yards and showed their strength in the pack. What have you thought of the atmosphere so far, April?
Yeah, the atmosphere's been really good. We were sat up in the stands with lots of Nottingham fans around us and big cheers for both of the tries and all of the great sort of defensive moves as well. And just everyone's been so welcoming and having just a great atmosphere all round.
Definitely. Chatting to the to some of the fans before the game, there seems to be a real sort of community around it. Lots of the sort of the juniors are here watching. One of the guys we spoke to, whose coach is the fullback for the team, we've chatted to someone who coaches in the minis, the under 12s. So it seems like it's sort of almost a family, and everyone seems to know each other, which I think has been really good to see.
Yeah, it has been good all round, and we also spoke to a few people who were new fans, and they also thought it was like a good atmosphere, and it's just a good Friday night out, you know, pint and some burgers and some great sport. So the prices at this game, the chips were £3.50. If you saw our Instagram story on the day, there was me eating some lovely chips. The burgers were £5. There was soft drinks in a little bottle of lemonade or Coke for £2.50, and pints £3.50.
Yeah, and then tickets weren't too bad either. Between £13 and £17, depending on if you book them early and if you sat down or if you stood up as well. And yeah, it's been really good atmosphere so far. Half time right now, 22-3 to Nottingham. And hopefully it continues like this and Notts can get the win. So first, what's your name? Or your names?
We're the Morleys, Simon, Donna and John.
Okay. And are you guys some big fans in here? Or yes. Big fans? Yes. It's been quite a lot.
I'm head of minis rugby for Nottingham.
Oh, okay, so nice.
I coach the under 12, which is Josh's age group.
Yeah, yeah. So is there quite a good links between the club there, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He just found his mate, that's Hamill's son. Right. So the head coach.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah. So how much did you miss the club during lockdown? Was it quite tough?
Yeah.
You missed Fridays.
We just did everything virtual, so we did it all virtual across the age group.
Yeah.
And do you find that like the atmosphere tonight is like as good as before lockdown?
It's better.
It's
more exciting.
Okay. And do you think it's welcoming club to new fans?
Without a doubt, yeah.
And what about to students specifically? Lots to come down? Or?
I don't know about students, but I think if it was advertised in the mall, like it's a great night out, they should be down here.
Yeah,
there's a bar, there's brilliant sports people, they should be here.
Exactly.
That's what I'm hoping to do,
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's great help.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
And you.
So it is 9:30. Still plenty of time to go to Ocean, of course. And it's the end of the game. Nottingham won 22-20. Hartbury with some late tries and late points, but Nottingham managed to hold on. A good win. How did you find the game? How was the atmosphere, the overall experience for you?
I really enjoyed it. I think it was a great night out. And as you said, go to Ocean after if you want to. The quality was actually really good as well. I thought it might, because it's a second tier rather than the first tier of Viva Premiership, I thought it might dip a little bit. But it was actually really good quality. Some of the tries were unbelievable. It was really good sort of skill all round. And the atmosphere as well, although it was only sort of 3,000 people here, it was really good fun. And it felt like there was more than that, particularly in the stands. How do you find it?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. The standard of the game was like so good. And like you said, lots of good tries. And the fact that also was that Simbin sort of, you know, so you've got to see a bit of everything today. With the fans in the stands, I really enjoyed that. And also just people stood around watching. Everyone was super friendly to us and really welcoming sort of atmosphere for new fans and also for students.
Yeah. And then on the sort of our usual ranking of all of these away days, how do you find it? So the pricing out of 10, was it affordable for students, would you say?
Yeah, we're going to go for around a 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. £15 a ticket, solid. Pints, £3.50. Better than some pubs in Nottingham. And then standard of the good quality of sport, how did you find that?
Yeah, I thought the standard was really good. We're going to go for around like 7.5, maybe 8.
Yes, I agree. And then the atmosphere, loud, quiet. What do you think?
Quiet at times, but loud when it was really getting going, and especially at the end to hold on. So we're going to go for about a 7 or 7.5.
Yes, and then the facilities of the stadium as a whole, how do you find it?
Yeah, maybe like around 3 out of 5. It was like a pretty good facilities. There's like a little burger store, but also there's like an indoor bit with the bar, so you can just go in, be a bit warm. And then the stands are all right, there's seats, and there's also standing areas, and then all around the pitch, just generically pretty standard, I'd say.
Yes, exactly. So guys, thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on URN_away_days on Instagram, and there'll be loads more URN podcasts, away days ones, cricket ones, football ones, American football ones, loads of different sports on Apple and Spotify. So make sure you guys head over there and give us a follow and rate and review.
And we hope you enjoyed us taking you to the Bay and to watch Nottingham rugby tonight. And thanks for listening. And as always, keep it URN.
And there we have it, the first URN Away Days visit and episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope Toby and April took you to Lady Bay in spirit. Hopefully you guys will go down there. It sounds like a fantastic place to go, and I know for sure I will be going there very shortly. Now, because we're a brand new podcast, we'd love to hear your feedback. Please follow us on Instagram. And if you have any suggestions or any games, any fixtures you'd like to see us go to, please drop them in our DMs. Thank you again for listening, and keep it URN.